boy who works at Starbucks, who is very inspirational. He is very inspirational because of many things. I go in at 8:11 and he smiles and says, "How are you?" When he smiles and says, "How are you?" I could swear my heart grows wings. So today at 8:11, I decided I should meet him. I decided I should meet him in a proper formal way. So today at 8:11, when he smiled and said, "How are you?" I said, "Fine, my name's Jasmine." And he softly answered, "Hey." And I said, "My name is Jasmine, and thank you for the extra phone." And he said his name was Taylor, which provides the inspiration for this poem. Taylor, the latte boy, bring me Java, bring me joy. Oh, Taylor, the latte boy, I love him, I love him, I love him. So I'd like to get my nerve up to recite my poem musical. He would like the fact it's musical because he plays guitar. So today at 8:11, Taylor told me he was playing in a band down in the village, in the basement of a bar. And he smoothly flipped the lever to prepare my double latte. But for me, he made it triple, and he didn't think I knew. But I saw him flip the lever, and for me, he made it triple. And I knew that triple latte meant that Taylor loved me too. I said, "What time are you playing? And thank you for the extra skim." He said, "Keep the 355 because his triple latte was on him." Taylor, the latte boy, bring me Java. Bring me joy. Oh, Taylor, the latte boy. I love him, I love him, I love him. I used to be the kind of girl who'd run when love rushed toward her. But finally a voice whispered, "Love can be yours if you step up to the counter."
There's a girl who comes to Starbucks, and I think she has a crush on me. I can tell she has a crush on me. That's too big to ignore. She comes in here every morning at exactly 8:11. When the clock says 8:11, she'll come walking through that door. Then one fateful Monday morning, she made her usual entrance. I could tell that she was nervous and she had something to say. So I smoothly flipped the lever to prepare her double latte. And she told me her name's Jasmine, and I came back with, "Hey." Then I told her my name's Taylor, and here's a little extra foam. When she left, I cleaned her table and found a folded napkin with this poem. Taylor, the latte boy, bring me Java, bring me joy. Oh, Taylor, I should have got my nerve up and just said I wasn't interested, but since she was clearly interested, it all got out of hand. But before I cleaned the table, we had had this conversation where I told her I was playing in the village with my band. When I walked in Friday evening to our gig at Arthur's basement, I saw Jasmine in the front row and I heard her scream my name. And my friend said, "Man, she's crazy. She's been here since 7:30. She told me she's your girlfriend. She's really glad she came. And then when the gig was over, she followed me the whole way home. As I ran to try to lose her, I composed another version of her poem. Jasmine, the stalker chick, you're a psycho and you're sick. Oh, Jasmine, the stalker chick, you scare me, you scare me, you scare me. I used to be the kind of guy who never was rude or doubting, but now I've got this lunatic freak in my life. Every night at my window she's shouting, Taylor, the latte boy, screw you, Jazz, I'm not your toy. Oh, Taylor, the latte boy, he's calling the police. Many a girl has let me court her, but I never needed a restraining order. Jasmine, come find me now, I'm transferring to a new Starbucks. There's 20 on each block, so good luck.